The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
I don't know how we're talking to you, but are we talking to you, Rolien Marks?
Because I make miracles happen, right? I've lost 3 minutes, so let's get right into it.
Yes.
Okay, so the top story we have to speak about is what happened when Bibi went to Africa yesterday, and it seemed to be quite a productive day for the Israeli premier. You know, it's not the first time that he's been to Uganda. He was in Uganda a couple of years ago for the commemoration of the Entebbe Mifta or operation, but yesterday was a very productive day. So let's take a look at what happened for the Prime Minister. First of all, he was warmly welcomed to Uganda and met with President Museveni. And we know from their discussions, what has been made public is they discussed upgrading the bilateral ties between the two countries. Israel and Uganda don't have formal bilateral ties, but they discussed the possibility of maybe direct flights from Israel to Uganda, as well as the possibility of opening a Ugandan embassy in the capital, in Jerusalem, and Uganda would follow, Guatemala would follow the United States with the opening of an embassy should this happen. And President Museveni said he is studying the possibility. I know there were a few sites saying that perhaps this is a go for launch, but no. President Museveni said he will study it. But what is very, very important is the information which was censored by the IDF censor yesterday, not the Prime Minister's office. So we know that something of a more security-oriented nature was up. But yesterday, a meeting with the Sudanese leader to talk about laying the foundations for the normalization of ties. Now, people within the Sudanese government said that they did not have advanced knowledge of any kind of meeting between the leader of the country, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and Prime Minister Netanyahu. The cabinet were not notified, they were not consulted, and they're waiting for clarification on that. But it looks like meetings were positive, as well as the possibility of normalization with Morocco as well. Morocco is one of the countries that have come out in support of the Trump peace plan, and now we hear that perhaps Morocco is another country where we could see at least the normalization of ties between Israel and that country. We also know that the King of Morocco is very, very partial to the country's Jewish community, and there is almost a renaissance of Jewish culture, Jewish life in that country, but also rumors that U.S. Secretary of State Mark Pompeo saying to the Moroccans that should they normalize ties with Israel, he might give them sovereignty over sub-Sahara, which is a very, very crucial territory for that. So a very productive day for the Prime Minister yesterday, a lightning visit in and out. And it looks like there's a possibility of stronger ties at the very least between Israel and three important African countries.
Rolien, LL, new route, I'm told.
New route. This time, pour the Guinness, we are headed to Ireland. So it's been quite an incredible year for LL, the opening up of a variety of routes. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about a direct route to Melbourne in Australia, a long flight, 17 hours, but a very, very welcome flight, because having done the schlep to Australia, you have to fly via here, via there, it's a balagan.
Yes.
But it looks like, and Ireland, we haven't had direct flights for at least 20 years. So this is very, very, very welcome movement towards having about two or three flights per week to Dublin, which, you are forewarned, Dublin. Make sure you have the Guinness on tap and the Primark. The Israelis are heading in your direction.
They absolutely are. The other thing that's heading in the Israeli direction are Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes, announced yesterday that the Red Hot Chili Peppers will be coming back to Israel. They were here in 2012. They said it was a phenomenal concert. Their words, not mine. They did not pay me to say that. They said it was a life-changing concert, and they cannot wait to rock Tel Aviv on the 10th of June. And anybody who's been to Israel in the summer knows that you know, no city rocks it like Tel Aviv. We certainly know how to party, and we'll get it on with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay, that's interesting. And then finally today, Israel apparently to send aid to China to help with the coronavirus.
Well, this shows that once again, Israel is punching above its weight, a teeny tiny country, but certainly, in terms of humanitarian aid coming to the fore in a crisis, we are world leaders. And it was announced that a shipment of medical supplies from Magen David Adom in Israel were delivered to the Chabad in China to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus, which has affected the last figures I saw about 20,000 people. So what we've sent is about 2,000 face masks. These are special face masks equipped with anti-virus spreading technology, or whatever it is that we do to make it anti-virus spreading, and 200 full body protection kits, special suits, masks with covers for shoes, for hats, for glasses, in the event of any contact with a person that might be sick. But also, we know that the Israeli NGO IsraAid, who are always there in times of need, they are assessing the situation on the ground. They are also sending supplies to help the Chinese deal with this deadly virus. But also, very importantly, what IsraAid really, really has the I don't know if USP or unique selling point is the right way to describe it, but IsraAid, who are experts in dealing with stress management, with post-trauma, will be on the ground to help deal with this.
Rolene Marks, you are bang on time. It is 5:30 as always. Thank you so much. You will never know how lekker it was to be able to talk to you today. You will never know.
Simon, you are not threatened that we have a daily date.
No, but today was doubly special, Rolene. Doubly. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Let not be said we don't make miracles.
You do indeed. You certainly do. Thanks, Ro. David, it is 5:30. How about some news?